HarperCollins presents Foolproof: Why We Fall for Misinformation and How to Build Immunity. Written and read by Sander van der Linden. Prologue. Foolproof, adjective, incapable of being misused. Kirkby is a relatively small town in the borough of Knowsley, in the northwest of England. Boasting a little over 40,000 inhabitants, it's the birthplace of poet Robert Atherton, the actor Stephen Graham, and a man you've probably never heard of until now, Michael Whitty. Whitty is a dad of three, he volunteers for a local charity, and operates an airport parking facility. He has also been developing some unusual ideas, slowly but steadily, with the assistance of a trusted friend, the internet. On Sunday 5th, April 2020, Whitty and two accomplices drove out to Cooper's Lane, Kirkby, where they set fire to a phone mast owned by Vodafone. Whitty put on a pair of gloves, forced open the equipment box, and used some fire lighters to set the whole thing ablaze. This wasn't a heat-of-the-moment decision. Later police investigations show that the arson was carefully premeditated. Whitty was convinced that the latest 5G, or fifth-generation, phone masts were somehow linked to the coronavirus pandemic that had recently seized the world in its grip. Evidence obtained from Whitty's phone suggests that he spent a considerable amount of time researching 5G technology and discussing it with others in online chat rooms. His anxiety about new technology and health, while perhaps understandable, is actually based on a false and debunked conspiracy theory that radiation from 5G phone masts lowers our immune systems and can thereby cause or exacerbate the spread of COVID-19. Nearly 4 years earlier, in the run-up to the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Edgar Madison Welch, a 28-year-old father of two from North Carolina, walked into the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria in Washington, D.C., carrying a loaded semi-automatic assault rifle. He was under the impression that presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was hiding young children in the basement there as part of a secret child sex trafficking ring. Like Whitty, Welch had developed genuine concerns, in his case, about the possible abuse of children, the so-called Pizzagate scandal, after reading dozens of fake news articles which had been shared widely online by celebrities and politicians. A common response to such events is to dismiss them as the actions of single individuals, outliers. Most people aren't fooled by fake news. But is this really the case? How confident are you that your vote wasn't influenced by micro-targeted misinformation? How much of what we read on social media is false, or if not plain false, designed to make us think or feel a certain way? Whitty and Welch are not alone. The truth is that at a basic cognitive level, we are all susceptible to misinformation. A total of at least 50 phone masts have been set ablaze throughout the UK because of widespread misinformation that 5G masts are somehow linked to the spread of COVID-19. Scientific research later confirmed that belief in the 5G conspiracy is linked to violent intentions. In 2020, my Cambridge colleagues and I surveyed the population in the UK, the United States, Mexico, and Spain, and directly asked people if they believed that the 5G network was making us more susceptible to the coronavirus. The estimates from our study ranged from 10 to 17% of the population in each country. If that sounds low to you, consider that even just 10% means that over 7 million people in the UK and about 32 million people in the US report holding such beliefs. Moreover, if 10% is all it takes for people to start setting phone masts on fire, we should be concerned about what the wider spread of these beliefs might entail for society. The 2021 attack on the United States Capitol, which sought to challenge Joe Biden's presidential victory, is a chilling reminder of the damage that a misinformed crowd can inflict. The false claim from former President Donald Trump that Democrats had stolen the election by committing widespread voter fraud was frequently repeated on social media and conservative cable news. These bogus claims range from mysterious vote dumps for Joe Biden and election officials putting suitcases of ballots out from under the table to dead people voting. Dubbed a tsunami of untruth by fact-checkers, Trump has made over 30,000 false or misleading claims.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?